HawkFanatic.com, this segment brought to you by Big Dog Tech Solutions, Dr. Lance Forbes, Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids, McCarran Painting, Streets Maintenance, the Oxyokin of the Amanas, Premier Automotive in North Liberty, Wells Fargo Advisors, Senior Benefits, Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City, the Midtown Family Restaurants, and at Midtown 2 today, they got their shrimp out. It's great. It really is. Senior Benefits, Hertine and Stocker, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City, Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. I lost my place. 1-800-800-ROSE, the Supel family. Supel's Building and Remodeling, GT Carr and his crew. Mike Z Keys for Cars. Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. And Patrick Eads and everyone at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek.
Hey, you made it through.
Hardly. I lost my place. I missed those two free throws.
Yeah, you did.
Here's Tom Suter and from HawkFanatic.com, Pat Hardy.
Yep.
Are you guys sad?
Well, boy, the Fever had 100 different ways they should have won that game, and it's one of the, but they didn't.
I did not watch it.
I'm not.
I don't have Prime.
Particularly sad. You should get Prime.
No, I shouldn't.
No, you should get them all.
Nope, I really shouldn't.
Get them all.
Nope. I got other expenses I got to worry about.
I mean, it was an interesting game, a real good game, close game. They should have won it 100 different ways, but they didn't.
Yeah, she took, she took the hit, but it's not just her. I mean,
of course not.
Their defense sucks.
No, it does, but there's plenty of blame to go around.
But 86 points in overtime for them, that's not bad.
No.
I mean.
Because the Aces didn't play very well.
I mean, the eight turnovers, that doesn't surprise me. The missing two free throws, again, I didn't see the game. But that's just not like her. It seems like she's even better when the game's on the line, and she missed them.
And she did, and Kelsey Mitchell missed a key one that could have closed the door, too.
But eight turnovers is too many when you score 20 points. I was telling you, like at Iowa, some games she'd get five or six turnovers. She'd counter with 40 or 35 points.
Yeah.
So it kind of offset. Now, that's a lot of turnovers.
It is.
And she'd be the first to say, you said afterwards she blamed herself?
She did.
Yeah, that's what a good leader does. It sounds like, no one player loses a game, but...
No, they had a 20-point lead, that at home you shouldn't lose kind of lead.
Yeah, and they were playing a good team.
Yeah.
But you said they didn't play particularly
not
well
really.
Either.
Well, they fell behind by 20, so.
And then against, you tell me that the Lynx lost to Seattle, who's like 6-29.
Not Seattle, the lost to the Sparks.
Oh, LA Sparks, who are 11-18.
Yeah,
they're better, but the Sparks. That just goes to show you, I'm guessing that game, I'd be really surprised if it was in Minneapolis. So
I think it was out west.
And, I mean, they've got decent pieces on that LA team. Derica Hamby, she's good, and... What's her name? The girl who...
Don't you think Derek Hamby looks like Pete Davidson?
I see a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I see a little bit of that. What her? Ogunbowale or whatever?
Ogunbowale?
No, she plays in Dallas. This is the two girls that played at Stanford. One's now an announcer. I can't pronounce her last name right now. You'd know who I was talking about. She's on that team, I believe. They've got some decent pieces. But still,
they got rid of Kelsey Plum,
and they got a good player in return and a couple draft picks. But that just goes to show you anything can happen. The Fever's problem is right now they're struggling. They're losing to the best teams. I mean, this game obviously they let it go, let it slip away. But the game at Minnesota, they were just defeated. I mean, Minnesota was just a much better team that night. I thought, even though they narrowed it to two, it never felt like the Fever was going to win that game, but. So what are they now, like 19-12?
I believe so, yeah.
So there's, that's 31. So there's 13 games left. I mean, they're going to get in the playoffs. I mean, you just don't want them to back in at like the 7 or 8 seed. I mean, I'm guessing right now they're probably 4 or 5, right?
Right now they are, yeah.
Okay.
And if they can get if they can win enough to get the 3 seed, then they are in the Aces bracket and not in the Lynx's.
Yeah, I'd rather play the Aces than the Lynx.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Hello.
The Lynx game was in Minneapolis.
It was.
Was it really?
That's even... Were they all healthy? Did they all play?
Yes.
Wow. It just goes to show you.
Wow.
And it may be a sign that the Sparks are getting better. I think they've won maybe 12 or 13 games now. Thank you for that. So that's my mistake for assuming. That's even harder to explain. But again, they're professional athletes. Anything can happen. I mean, the Cubs just beat the Dodgers. They just swept the Dodgers. The Dodgers, yeah. I think, have lost, or they had lost six in a row.
I mean, just, you know,
Cubs. Now, the Cubs are a good team. They're not the Dodgers, but they're
Cubs
still.
Cubs sweeping the Dodgers is a, I never would have imagined.
Well, the Red Sox swept them also prior to that in L.A. Now, the Red Sox are the hottest team in baseball right now.
Well, they've been unbelievable.
Yeah, but the Cubs are playing. They're like 17, 18 games. I mean, they still can't seem to catch the freaking Brewers, but they're going to be in the playoffs. Now, again, I mean, they're... I was listening to Tim Kirchin the other day, who I really respect his views on baseball. He's really good. And he said, you know, come October, he goes, it's going to be the Dodgers to lose. They got the guy from Detroit. You knew they would.
Yeah,
Scooble,
the pitcher.
Part of the reason I heard they got him is so the Brewers didn't get him. You know? I mean, that shows you that's spending money. Spending money just so somebody else can't get him. But again, I mean, think about it. That would have made it harder for the Dodgers because the Brewers are – really good, but I'm pleasantly surprised with the Cubs. They were 62-46, I think, the last time I saw their record. I never thought they'd be that good.
So
they've done it with a lot of injuries.
So our PCA had a two-homer game the other day.
And, you know, it's him and Ohtani for the MVP right now. And, I mean, their hitting numbers are so – I don't know how you can't give it to Ohtani every year, though, because he pitches.
Every year.
And they were asking Pete about it the other day. He's like, you know – I don't really pay. He goes, of course, I'm human. I'm interested. It's exciting to me. He goes, I better start pitching soon. That's what he said during this interview. Because Ohtani's, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, he is the modern day Babe Ruth.
He's ridiculous.
So to me, there is no comparison to whoever is the other player competing against him. This year, it's Crow Armstrong. Ohtani's pitching.
Yeah.
And he pitches when he's healthy at an extremely high level. He's the greatest baseball player I think we've ever seen. I mean, Willie Mays didn't pitch. I mean, Babe Ruth pitched back when it was all... You know, the league was a lot different back then. And he, as good as he was, I get it. I still say what Ohtani's doing now, it's incredible. I mean, it really is incredible.
But well, again, the pitchers are so much better now, too.
But it's going to be a fun fall when the Cubs in the playoffs. I mean, they'd have to really collapse not to make the playoffs. But it looks like they're going to be in the playoffs. And to me, as a Cub fan, that's all I ask
for. No,
just
that's great.
Get in the playoffs and have a chance. If you don't win the division, who cares? If you're in the playoffs, you're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
What do you think, Captain? You got to get over that loss last night. You're still sulking. I can see it. Caitlin's moved on. You need to move on.
I'm really tired. I went to bed right after that.
Caitlin's killing you. I mean, she's just not letting you sleep.
Well, it isn't good.
Maybe that's what's weighing on her. She knows you're back here staying up late at night and she can't focus.
No, I got to knock on my window in the kitchen.
The raccoon needed tending to at 3 in the morning?
Yeah, they wanted food.
That's your fault. I mean, you and your animal kingdom are just ridiculous.
Well, and in Caitlin's defense, too, she did hit a couple of crucial threes that helped keep the Fever looking like they were going
to win
the game.
That made it a little harder to erase the 20-point lead.
Well, yeah, when you're a 20-point lead.
You should win the game.
Yeah.
Well, of course you should.
But I'm thinking, I mean, she's looking at that back rim on those free throws, and she's like, you know, that radio guy's tired right now. We got to win this. And she lost her focus.
I've heard she feeds raccoons, so.
She might.
Yeah.
She might.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them running around near the... what is it called now? Gamebridge. I remember when it used to be Conseco. It's changed names. Was it Conseco?
Yeah.
It was something like. But I'm also.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But it wasn't named after Jose Conseco, obviously. But it's had different names. Now it's Gamebridge, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's like some big hedge banking company, isn't it? Or
yeah.
So, but no, that's a tough loss. I mean, I wished I could have watched it. Now they play Saturday against Chicago, right?
Yeah, they should win that.
I know,
one
but is it there? Is it in Chicago?
Saturday is at Chicago.
Last I saw, Chicago had won 6 of their last 7 games at home. They're starting to come on.
Actually, you probably could have watched it because I was just messaged that
it never popped up.
Somebody was showing it on YouTube.
Oh well, but yeah, it didn't never pop up on my because whenever the Fever play, it's always up there with Andy Griffith and the Rocket Files.
No, but it. It was on the regular YouTube. Somebody put it on.
There is. You can always find it on YouTube. But there's some some people pirated. Sometimes it's a camera up in the the rafters. You know, so
but they break it.
It's like it's like Terry Muhlenbrook.
Muhlenbrook. Yeah, they break into it. Well, once it was just like what we're doing.
Yeah.
Only it was pointed at their television, and the sound was kind of echoey.
But yeah, I'm not that desperate to watch. There wasn't much on TV though last night. Was it the NFL game last night? That was last night. I watched about a quarter of the Hall of Fame game, which is always cool because it's the very first thing. They play it at a smaller stadium. But then you realize it's a bunch of third and fourth stringers playing against each other, hoping to make a final roster spot on that team or to audition for other teams.
And that seemed kind of early or not?
Well, it's always this. It's always. And then I think it's another week until Tom, we're almost in mid-August.
Yeah.
I mean, Media Day is a week from today. August 14th is Iowa's Media Day. I'm guessing it'll be like 111 out. Just hotter than hell. It always is for Media Day.
Yeah.
You should send Lang out there for have Hunter do a remote out there. I think that'd be, if I would let you guys do a remote out there.
A 6-hour remote in the sun, no shade.
Yeah. Well, you can give him an umbrella, but I want Hunter talking Hawks for 6 hours out there with Lang. And bring Molly out there, too.
The umbrella isn't in the budget.
What's that?
The umbrella is not in the budget.
And Molly's going to be in England.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the deal there?
She's meeting friends in England.
You're thinking you're paying her a little bit too much, right? If she can fly to England now, then what the hell? Hasn't she gone there before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any friends in England. Yeah. Not one.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't have one friend in England.
Too bad.
Do you?
No.
None of us do. Molly
brother,
does.
I got a brother in Germany.
Well, he's not your friend, is he? He's your brother.
He's a friendly brother.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I have any friends in England.
I don't even know if I know anyone in England. What are these friends from college?
I'm not sure what this group. I'm not sure, but it's a different world. I mean, there's.
She may have met him on the internet.
Groups.
I was going to say she made maybe some internet chat room that comes to life.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Are you concerned?
About what?
Creep
her traveling, her traveling all over the world.
No, she loves to travel.
My son's in New York this week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for him.
No concerts.
Representing the Department of Defense.
Hopefully he has enough munitions.
No munitions.
So no Taylor Swift for Molly this time.
Yeah.
He represented the Department of Defense. The last two times I've been to New York, I represented the press citizen and hawk fanatic. What do you think of that?
I don't know. He's representing the Air Force.
Air Force Academy?
Yeah.
Beautiful campus.
And research.
Beautiful campus.
Yeah.
I remember going on my brother's recruiting trip there. He went there for a football recruiting trip, and I just remember it was really pretty. But they're all dressed in military stuff and walking straight lines, and I'm like, why the hell would you want to go here? His eyes wouldn't let him be a pilot, though. He didn't have. Do you have to have 20/20 vision to be a pilot?
I don't know.
But I remember there was some. But he ended up wanting to go to Iowa anyway when that scholarship became available. But remember, this was also 43, 40. This would have been the fall of 77. 40, almost 50 years ago.
Wow.
A lot has probably changed.
Yeah, but, 49.
Yeah. You know, but I remember there were size restrictions and sight restrictions, too.
No, you do not need perfect, uncorrected 20/20 vision to be a pilot. Vision can be worse than 20/20 initially as long as it meets specific.
Yeah, I think it was, we had really bad. Yeah, I think it didn't meet. But yeah, there's no way I could be, with my eyes, there's no way I would have qualified with my vision so bad.
That's something I've never wanted to do, was fly an airplane, brutally candid with
you. Or climb a mountain, or...
My father did fly an airplane until the tail end of the airplane caught fire.
That never has appealed to me.
He obviously landed it.
Was this when he was in the military?
No, obviously. This was afterwards.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's never interested me. Like I said,
I don't think he flew in the military, but afterward, he had a pilot's license. So.
Have you ever wanted to climb a mountain?
No.
Nor have I. I don't get the thrill with that. Nor people that climb cliffs and like where they're hanging on. I've never understood the thrill of that. But I can't handle heights either. I mean, just watching the video of those two people that climbed the Empire State Building, that made me uneasy. Seeing them, that was just incredible. Whatever happened to them? They're not in jail, are they?
Yeah, they were put in. Well, I don't know.
They're out now. Didn't they get trespassing? And
yeah, trespassing.
Yeah. But yeah, that was wild. Seeing them up there. I mean, they went to the very tip. I mean, King Kong didn't even go that high. I mean, they went to the very tip of the thing, and I couldn't believe. But then it turned out that they were kind of, isn't that kind of what they do? They're like...
Well, then they got engaged there, and...
But they've done stuff. They're really skilled at
that.
They didn't just get a whim and say no. They kind of knew what they were doing.
Well, it's lucky that the transmitters were turned off.
Well, and as skilled as they were, they still could have easily fallen.
Yeah.
I mean, but I remember watching
Or if something would fail on the main transmitter for some of these stations and they're hanging on to the antenna, they could have got 50,000 watts through.
And who's to say the weight couldn't have caused the pole to bend? I mean, there's so many things that could have gone wrong, but it didn't.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What time did the fever game, was it 7 o'clock or was it 6:30?
6
o'clock, okay. So yeah, when it's not on anything, I mean, when I was on YouTube, I didn't see any sign of the fever game. There was nothing because I don't get Prime. How many other games are on Prime? That's been at least 3 or 4 that I've
missed. Yeah, there have been.
How much is Prime a month?
You can get it for like $11.
Really? And what does it...
What it does for me, because I got to... Some of this stuff we got to order here is you can't get it in the stores, transmitter crap, and it saves you the shipping. It doesn't cost you anything for shipping.
Mm.
And then, like yesterday, I got 9 pairs of Fruit of the Loom underwear from Amazon.
Hey, good work.
Without the shipping.
That's
good
great.
Work.
That's great to hear.
Well,
good to know you're stocked up on underwear.
Well, so are you one of those guys
who... I would think you'd be happy that I'm getting clean underwear.
So are you one of those guys who only wears underwear once and then throws it away?
No. No.
He throws it away?
Some people do that.
Hanes doesn't hold up.
Have they ever heard of a washer? I mean, you just wash them.
Well,
as long as you're not crapping your pants, I mean, you wash them. Now, if you crap your pants, you throw it away, don't you?
Well, I'm 78 next year.
Oh, no. So when you start crapping your pants, you're not going to just throw it in the washer, are you? You're going to throw it away.
Well, yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we get that straight. Now back to the
Hawks. Well, you'll be able to tell.
We haven't even really started with the Hawks yet.
Caitlin,
former Hawk.
Hawk-esque.
Former Hawk. Big Ten or Iowa Media Day next Friday. I think we have Kirk at like 12:45. They give you a nice little lunch spread there. And then we get the assistant coaches for like an hour, offense for like an hour, defense for like an hour, and then about 4 o'clock, you're exhausted, sweating your ass off, and you're going right about Iowa football for the next 2 or 3 days.
Oh, I got my book from Will.
All right,
in the mail already. Yeah,
there you go. I talked to Halas. He shortly after we had him on, he got rid of like 75 right away, and didn't he tell us he printed like 240 to begin with?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, my guess is they're going to have to do some more, but good. I'm glad to help. Like I said, it's one of these books that's easy to pick up and just read because it's not something you have to start. You can start anywhere because there's so many different things in it. And, again, I really enjoyed the photos and the AI work that his son did with those photos. Those come out pretty nice.
Yeah. AI does have some good stuff to it.
But I think the bad outweighs the good.
I do, too.
One of the creators of it came out yesterday and said...
That Sam Pacman or whatever?
It will crush us.
Well, he's been saying that for a while.
Yeah, it's going to crush us.
And nothing... Yesterday, the 6th, did anything bad happen? Like your gurus... Remember, she said the 6th, something really bad was going to happen. Did something... Well, I got a couple bills in the mail that weren't real good, but I don't think she was talking about that.
I think so.
No, but nothing happened though, right?
I have no, I don't.
Well, you would have heard it. I mean, yeah.
I didn't pay a lot of attention yesterday.
But you guys were saying that 6 was going to be the day with something really.
That's what Bonnie said.
That's what Bonnie said.
And there was a shooting in Thailand where like 6 people got killed, some 14-year-old.
Well,
woman.
But that, you know.
She said it was going to involve us, right? The United States.
I don't remember.
I'm just going by what you guys
said. Something was going to happen on the 6th. That and I prefaced it by saying it could be the 6th to the 10th, you know, or 11th. So, I mean, she doesn't.
So now psychics even have a little gray area.
There's gray area there.
Right. But no, there was a shooting in a 14-year-old kid.
Yeah.
So it doesn't just happen here, but it doesn't. Thailand's not.
But it happens rarely over there.
Oh, yeah. It happens rarely in most places, Captain.
Yeah, here it happens all the time.
Here it's like a weekly occurrence almost.
Yeah.
Unfortunately so, but.
Yeah, it sucks.
And then the Big Ten Network is starting their, I think Iowa's last. Iowa's the 18th. That's their last stop on, I think, August 24th, I think. But yeah, yesterday they had USC on. And I forgot that really good cornerback from Iowa State, Jontez, he transferred to USC. He's there now. USC's...
They're going to be pretty good.
They're ranked 14th preseason, and the coaches, they got a chance to be... And they beat Iowa. I mean, it was close, but it just never felt like Iowa was going to win that game last year.
No.
But no, they're a good team, and but he's got to have a good year. When I say he's got to, I think he's got to make the playoffs this year. I mean, let's say they go 9-3 and don't quite make him and win a bowl game to go 10-3. Maybe his job will survive.
I haven't seen their schedule though. So
I haven't seen it, but if you're the 14th ranked team in the country, you should. I mean, to me, he's got to show some progress.
At least be on the cusp of the
playoffs.
They
haven't really been that good under him. They really haven't. They haven't. And when I say him, Lincoln Riley, who was the Oklahoma coach, left for USC. I'm not sure. I'd rather coach at Oklahoma than USC if I had my choice. Would you? Although, would you rather live in Norman or L.A.?
Don't like either, really.
Neither one would be high on my list. I'd probably pick L.A. because if you're the coach of USC, you're making enough money to where you can live somewhat comfortably.
God, there's so many people.
You brought up Thailand, 5 teachers. He killed 5 teachers, and he studied Columbine.
Wow.
He shot 5 teachers.
Yeah.
Did he shoot any fellow students?
It just said 5 teachers I killed.
14 years old. I mean, I had trouble tying my shoes at 14. I mean, I could not have imagined.
Wow.
It's just.
I got slip-ons.
Skechers?
Yeah.
Those things ain't cheap.
No, it wasn't bad.
I've seen some Skechers that were some really nice ones, over $100.
Oh, yes.
These were 44.
Well, they must be on sale or some imitation brand. Because Skechers are pretty expensive.
No, it's Skechers.
I've had one or two pairs. They were around $70. Yeah.
I saw one. They were like $108 when I saw them. And I thought about getting them, and obviously I chose not to.
These were $44 off Amazon.
Oh, okay. I see. It's different when you can get it. Yeah, I don't shop on Amazon. I never have. Maybe I should start. Why give Bezos money, though? You're just feeding the empire, Captain.
Well, I try not to shop Amazon,
feeding the empire.
But sometimes I have to.
Yeah, well, I mean, the only other place that we ever shopped at was Dillard's, and I couldn't ever find the right shoes. And Kohl's, if you go there to Kohl's.
Shields has tons of shoes.
Shields doesn't.
And they advertise with us. Not you, but they advertise with us. Well, that's where I get all my stuff. Yeah. And it's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it is. But if they don't advertise with me, I don't think about them.
Does Amazon advertise with you? Prime?
Yeah. They barter with our networks.
On the network.
And does Kohl's advertise with you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize Kohl's.
Well, you go to Kohl's and you got to pair the shoes yourself because by the afternoon when I get there, like people have gone through them. And
I don't think I've ever heard a Kohl's commercial on here.
Yeah, it's on the network.
Oh, okay. So, but yeah.
Do we have a call?
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, dudes.
Hey.
Hey, I always have to chuckle when I hear those Skecher ads. And they say at the end, they say, well, get them at Skechers Online or wherever stylish footwear is sold. And I have to think, like, well, if a store already has stylish footwear, why would they then stock Skechers?
No, no, no.
They're nice Skechers. I like Skechers.
I'm going to be turning 50 this fall, so I may have to look into those dorky shoes.
They're pretty popular.
Yeah, they are.
They look like regular shoes.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Get with it.
Hater.
Yeah, Ryan, get with it.
And my neighbors showed me their estimate for their mitigation. I'm ending my radon test today. I got to go mail it when I leave the show. But their bid was $2,400 from a company for the
take Scooter's advice and talk to Mark Mitchell Radon.
Yes.
Or you might recognize this name, Carlos Honore.
Yeah, I remember Carlos.
Sure.
He was a running back at West High.
Exactly, but he is a radon expert.
So you say they would be cheaper than $2,400?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Mark Mitchell's a good dude.
I've only been doing this for 25 years, but I think you can get a better bid than that.
Okay, yeah. Well, my neighbors, they haven't taken that bid, and like I said, my test, and I'm going to end it today, and then you just got to seal it up and then go take it to the post office and mail it. And it's kind of a complicated process. It's kind of a pain in the ass, to be honest with you, to do this test.
Yeah, but what did you pay for the test?
$25.
Yeah, and if they bring a computer monitor to your house and set it up, it's like $150.
Yeah, I mean, but still, it's still a pain in the ass. I mean, it's just all the stuff you got to do and all the stuff you got to, you know, and then they say get to the mail as soon as possible, you know, so there's no risk of contamination.
Sounds like that poop in the box.
So, yeah, I'm going to be racing through the streets. No, you basically, you can't have any windows. You can't move it. It's got to be between 2 and 7 feet high, at least 6 feet from any light, all this different stuff. And then the funny thing, it says you seal it in this thing that's got a Ziploc, and then it says get to the mail, get it in the mail as soon as, like, humanly possible or something, because the longer you take it, the more chance there is for contamination. Then they mail it down to Texas and hope that it comes out valid. So I'm doing that after I do this today. I mean, the post office will have like box I can put in them, won't they? Or like an envelope. You can get them from the...
Because
I don't trust it just being in this... They gave me this thing to mail it in. It's this plastic bag that seals... I want it covered. I want it inside something else.
I would let Mark Mitchell do it all.
Yeah.
Well, Mark Mitchell, I mean, you got to do your own tests. That's how.
You don't have to.
No, Mark Mitchell will do the tests and everything.
Well, I've already done the tests, so, okay. I mean, yeah. So, but it's just a lot more complicated than I thought.
Yeah. Owning a home is overrated.
In some ways, it is.
And sometimes it is.
Yeah, because I called a number of businesses I didn't know about Mark Mitchell, but everyone said you have to do your own tests. They just don't. Or they'll charge you a couple $100. I think the one company said if they did it, it would be $250. Why would I pay $250 when I can pay $25 to do it myself? You know, so
just depends.
But yeah, if I need it, I'll reach out to either Mark Mitchell or Carlos Honore. If they can give me a better bid, and I'll tell my neighbor the same thing, because I really don't want to spend $2,500 for a radon mitigation system.
Couldn't blame you.
Yeah, and it's just like with roofing. You can find national firms who are constantly marketing, and they want to find a sucker, and they'll charge more than they should. But you go with the local folks, especially people who have been around for a long time, and those local guys will treat you right. You'll save a grand.
My roof, I think, was like $8,000 about 7 years ago. I'm just about ready to pay it off. And I did spend a little extra for a lifetime warranty, and they didn't just put shingles on. They changed the 2x4s and everything, And I know my neighbors across the street just had their roofs done, and they seem pretty satisfied with the local companies they used.
Yep.
All right, dude. Thanks.
I always prefer to go local.
Have a good weekend. Later.
Yep, I always prefer to go local. I mean, I've used, for my tree cutting down, Family Tree Service out of West Liberty. They were great.
Hello.
And they don't even advertise, but they were really good with me and my neighbor.
I had just a couple things. First, you were talking about the Dodgers earlier. They're actually 4-12 since they visited the White House.
So it's Trump's fault.
You were talking about Bonnie Reynolds. Remember yesterday, the whole Midwest had no air travel for several hours because of some glitch in Minneapolis.
Yeah, that's
so. That's okay. That's
they showed the flight tracker at about 5:30, and there were zero commercial flights over.
Wasn't there like 10,000, 12,000?
Yeah, it was like 12 states had no air travel.
But to you know, guys, the way life is now, that just seems like another, that was just another Thursday. I mean, you realize, all this different stuff that we find out's happening now, it's crazy.
Well, that guy said that we're going to get crushed. So maybe in the next couple of days we get crushed.
Well, I hope not.
Well,
what does crushed mean? That could be a lot of different
things. Well, it ain't a plus.
But
we've had a good run.
Crushed by what? Like a meteor?
AI.
Oh, AI. Okay.
AI is going to crush us. That's what he said.
He didn't say in the next few days. I've seen interviews with him.
No,
I think it's funny. He's making money off the thing that he says is going to crush us. He's become a millionaire.
Hello.
Back to the Hawks. How about interior defensive linemen? What are we looking at this year?
Well, they got the Bryce Hawthorne, the transfer from, was he from North Dakota State?
I think so.
I think he's going to be a key part of it. And that Bryce Stevenson, the guy they got, where did they get him from? He's one of the 16 portal guys. They brought him in. I think those two will be really big on the interior. And then I think defensive ends, you've got Yossi Epinesa and Kenneth Merriweather. I think that might be your starting defensive line right there. And then what is it, Will Hubert? And they've got some young guys like Devon Kennedy, some younger guys that you need to step up. But I think Bryce Stevenson and then Hawthorne. I think those are going to be the two big key inside guys to begin with. But, of course, there's going to be multiple guys playing. But, yeah, I can't remember where they got the Stevenson guy from.
I can't either.
It was from a smaller school, not a big school. And was it maybe Villanova? And he had played extensively there. And I
know we got one guy from Villanova.
That's the defensive back I'm getting mixed up with. I'll look it up. But no, Hawthorne and Stevenson to me will be two huge impact guys, literally and figuratively. They're both kind of short and stocky and what I would call run cloggers.
It wasn't Howie Long from Villanova, was it, that we got?
Well, that'd be nice, although he's old now. But he wears Skechers. He does Skechers commercials.
Yeah.
Howie Long does.
Very, very comfortable.
He says that, and he doesn't have to bend over anymore.
The guts of our interior line has no experience with us. But
Hawthorne played some last year.
He did.
He played some, not over. Let's see, Bryce Stevenson. I looked him up. He was from Holy Cross. He's 6 foot, 287 pounds. But
Holy Cross.
Started all 12 games at defensive tackle, amassed 37 tackles, 3.5 for loss. He didn't come to Iowa for this last year to not play. He's going to play a lot. He's not real big, but they believe in him, and I think he's going to be – they'll pencil him right in there on that defensive line. And but they need some young guys to step up too. I mean, he's a veteran, but he's a veteran at a different level.
What about middle linebacker then behind those two?
Well, you got the Jaden Montgomery, and then the linebacker that's going to really make an impact is Cam Buffington. I think he's my prediction to lead them in tackles, which is not really going out on a limb to pick a linebacker to lead them in tackles.
And Reese is supposed to be really good, isn't he?
Yeah, Derek Weisskopf, I think, might be. You got Weisskopf and Reese, but no, the Buffington's the one that's being kind of pushed by us so-called experts in the media. I think he's going to lead them in tackles as he stays healthy. He's a big kid, man. He's about 6'3", 240, moves well. And so, yeah, you have those three guys, those four guys we just mentioned, I think they'll be a big part of the linebacker situation.
Is Buffington the strong side?
They've been playing him at all three. I'm not sure where he'll end up. He'll end up, I think, where he'll be playing. I think he can play in traffic and in space, but he'll end up playing where he can make a lot of tackles. Let's put it that way. But when we talked to these guys in the spring, they were playing all three different positions. They were all just experienced. But Buffington, Weisskopf, Reese, and Jaden Montgomery's definitely middle. He's a middle linebacker. I mean, he's about 5'10", 225, 230 pounds. And remember, he was the one who, when Jaden Harrell got hurt last year, Montgomery filled in and did pretty good.
Yes, he did.
Thought he did all right.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for the call.
And Montgomery also was one of the three that represented them over in Chicago at Big Ten Media Day, and they're not going to send somebody who's not going to play a big role over there, and he will. I mean, he'll play a lot, barring injury, but no, Buffington's the one who I think is going to really emerge this year. And I'm not saying he's the next superstar and he projects this or that, but I do think he's got a chance, if he can stay healthy, to have a really good season.
Chat room.
All right.
Yeah, this is, Is Caitlin Clark overrated? Yeah, get off with that. She missed two free throws. No, she's not overrated.
Well, I mean, her fellow players ranked her 11th in the league at guard. So yeah. Obviously, she's not overrated by some. She's underrated by those with a chip on their shoulder. But jealousy. I'm just so tired of that.
Yeah,
so tired of that debate. But
ridiculous.
People wait for it, though. I'm telling you, there's a lot of Iowa people that wait for the games to get over, and they get on there and they kind of want to feed off Caitlin's brand. And they use that to push their brand on social media and what have you. You could always find Caitlin discussion on Twitter, especially after they play.
I don't know that any of those women that get on those teams are overrated.
Well, if you're in the WNBA, you're a good basketball player. If you're in the NBA, you're a good basketball player. Think about all the really good Iowa players that didn't. I mean, Joe Wieskamp didn't make the NBA. Adam made it for a year. It's not easy to play in the NBA, guys. It's not easy to play in the WNBA. They even have fewer teams.
I was just going to say it's
but the
harder.
NBA, those people that make those team rosters are freaks. I mean, they really are. Look how hard it was for Luka Garza just to stay in the league to begin with and how good he is. I mean, you've got to be really skilled to be in the NBA and the same with the WNBA. But no, Caitlin's not the 11th. But I don't think you can say Caitlin is clearly better than any guard in the WNBA. I wouldn't say that.
No,
you can't say that.
Well, no, but
as an assist maker, you can.
No, I think Olivia Miles is right there.
Caitlin's much higher as far as assists per game.
She's at 8 to 6.5. She's not much higher.
That's significant.
Not really. Not one assist a game is not significant. Olivia Miles compares favorably to Caitlin. I think she's as good as a passer and... She's a little quicker. I still don't think she's as good a shooter. But, no, there's guards.
But there's no one in the WNBA that's overrated.
I wouldn't say so, no.
No.
And, again, Caitlin, it's not like everyone's ranking Caitlin as the premier. There's a lot of people that think Paige Bueckers is better than Caitlin. I don't. I still would take Caitlin. I would still even take Caitlin over Olivia Miles, but the gap is
Miles is terrific.
Olivia Miles is quicker than Caitlin.
Oh, she's terrific.
She's much better at getting to the basket. She's only a rookie. And she has the same vision and passing skills as Caitlin. But I still, even though she shot lights out against the Fever in that game from three, I still don't think she's a great, great, great three-point shooter. But someone will counter by saying, well, right now, Caitlin's not either. That's the part of the Caitlin's game that she's got to get going. She had that five-game stretch where she shot 49% for three, but for the most part,
she has struggled.
She is just struggling from three.
Yeah.
And that was always the thing that just kind of carried her at Iowa. You know, even games where she'd go 5 of 11, that's still pretty good. Now she has games where she goes like 2 of 9 and what have you. And you said last night she wasn't overly effective from 3.
No, she wasn't.
But that's the part of her game, I think. It's just, the passing's always going to be there. But again, so are the turnovers. That's just how she plays.
Yes, last night, didn't she make like 2 threes?
I think, crucial.
Yeah.
She also had eight turnovers.
I know. She just...
And that's part of her game. She experiments. She's aggressive and what have you. But sometimes you got to tone. And she'd be the first to say that. You know, I'm not saying. But Olivia Miles is better than I thought she was. I didn't pay that much attention to her in college. I had no idea she was as good as she is. I mean, that first half of that game, she dominated the Fever in that. Nobody could guard her.
No.
Yeah. And they didn't even try to have Caitlin guard her because that would make no sense because that would get Caitlin in foul trouble. But again, Miles made some threes. I've seen her miss threes, but she was wide open for those threes against the Fever. Wide open.
Well, she had a great first half against the Fever.
Well, yeah, but then they changed their whole defense.
Yes,
they did a defense rotation. They did help on her, and they were trapping her all over the court. But then they adjusted the length. And then next thing you know, Nafisha Collier scores like 14 points in the second half because she was rolling off the double teams, and that's what happens. Yeah. Good teams will adjust. And in fairness to Miles, she didn't try to force it.
Yes, I understand, chat room. It was just a question, but I'm sick of the question. That's why I was bringing it up. It's a ridiculous question anymore.
Well, they are in a chat room.
Yeah.
Where you're going to go and...
I have a love-hate relationship with the chat room.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's just a debate that people thrive on.
It's been...
It wears me out.
Yeah, it's just...
I mean, Dallas, you remember Dallas. He loves arguing about Caitlin on Twitter. It's all over my Twitter feed. He's always arguing with people about Caitlin. And that's just what he enjoys doing.
It's just old to me is all.
Yeah.
You got the right to say it in the chat room until I kick you out.
I was going to say, you're lucky I'm not policing that baby.
But I mean, I'm just sick of it.
It'll be interesting to see if Caitlin makes first team WNBA this year. I'm guessing she will make second team this year, whether that's fair or not. Because I think Paige Beckers is going to make it. And I think it'll be Olivia Miles. I mean, Olivia Miles, last I saw, was runner-up for the MVP right now, which I find interesting. I mean, when's the last time a rookie won MVP? Has that ever happened?
I don't know for sure, but it would be...
She's in everybody's top three. Now, I saw a top five the other day that didn't have Caitlin, which I thought was ridiculous. But then the latest top five I saw had Caitlin, like fifth. But they had two or three guards ahead of her, which was interesting. I mean, Miles is pretty much... And then, of course, Asia Wilson, you could make a case for... She's averaging 27-9. You could make a case for her every year to win it.
Well, and that's why she's...
But Miles, for some reason, seems to be like the flavor of the day, because, you know, the way she plays, and she has, though. I mean, and remember, she did a lot of that time without Nafisa Collier.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's
Nafisa's just been back for a week.
And that's what's really... So I still don't think she's going to win MVP, but I do think she'll be first team all WNBA. But, you know, if Caitlin makes second or third, you know, whatever. She's made one of the teams. I mean, to me, things like that aren't that big of a deal. And the other thing is Olivia Miles has stayed healthy. Now, Caitlin lately seems like her health is no longer an issue.
Yeah, she's...
But she did miss, what, 3-4 games earlier in the year?
Yeah. Yeah, she did. Well, we got to take our break, boys. And we'll be right back. More from the chat room.
1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country.
1-800-800-ROSE.
It's so easy, just remember one number, 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist.
1-800-800-ROSE.
Remember,
don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Pertine and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Pertine and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Pertine and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and PertineandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
If you live outside the city, you already know the struggle. Slow internet, drop calls, endless buffering, and promises from providers that never deliver. Well, now, things have changed. Big Dog Tech Solutions is proud to now offer Starlink Home Internet, bringing high-speed satellite internet to homes, farms, shops, cabins, and RVs across eastern Iowa and beyond. Starlink delivers fast, reliable internet where traditional providers can't. And Big Dog Tech Solutions makes it easy, setting up installation, networking, Wi-Fi setup, and local expertise you can actually call and talk to. So whether you're working from home, streaming TV, running security cameras, gaming, or just tired of terrible internet, it's time to upgrade. Call Big Dog Tech today at 319-395-0800. Or go to bigdogtech.net, that's bigdogtech.net, and ask about Starlink, technology that works where you live.
Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. As an Iowa City native, I know how frustrating it can be when any part of your plumbing system breaks down. That's why I only use trusted brands and quality materials. I offer same-day, next-day service coupled with a fair price. I also offer general service to mobile homes. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 400-4483.
Streets Maintenance. Honest plumbing at a fair price.
Your life is always changing, and a lot of things can affect how and what you save. So a good retirement plan changes with your life. At Wells Fargo Advisors, we believe conversation leads to financial clarity. So start a conversation today. Wells Fargo Advisors. Together, we'll go far. For information locally, call 338-3799 or 866-217-2369 or stop by 501 12th Avenue, Suite 201, Coralville. Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
There's a problem here in Eastern Iowa. There's not enough Hawkeye fans. I mean, really, shouldn't everybody be a Hawkeye fan? Well, maybe not, but you should be a fan of my team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Hi, I'm Steve Anderson, and my team of experts at Hawkeye Title and Settlement know what they're doing. Call us at 351-8600. Hawkeye Title and Settlement, the team you love, the people you trust.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental team provide superior care for your entire family.
Ready to transform your home with a fresh look? McCarran Painting is known for unique designs and color expertise honed over 20 years serving Iowa City, offering high-quality interior painting services and a commitment to doing things right. As a local, woman-owned business, McCarran Painting provides free estimates, honest evaluations, and clear communication. Their attention to detail and dedication to treating every home like their own is what keeps customers coming back. Call 319-325-1686. That's 319-325-1686.
This is Leah Pesha, and I've been saying, hit a deer, call Premier, for years, and it works. Deer divots and dings do damage, but Premier Auto will do right by you. That's what my dad Nathan's driving at and dreams about. Do yourself a favor. When your car is dinged, be a deer and call Premier. The deer don't like Premier, but you will. Premier Automotive, North Liberty's Premier Auto Body Repair Shop.
Hit a deer? Call Premier. When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. Daily specials at each location. And no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you.
GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit supples.net or call them today at 319-337-2246.
If you're looking for a trusted insurance guidance from someone who truly understands your needs, you can turn to me, Tiffany Rao, independent insurance agent. I specialize in Medicare and senior products, and I also offer coverage for those under 65 through the ACA marketplace, along with long-term care and cancer insurance plans. As a proud second-generation insurance professional, I bring local expertise and personal touch you can count on. Call me today at 319-631-4795, and let's find the coverage that's right for you.
When someone is kind enough to share their time with us, we better make it worth their while.
They don't want to do the, people call it the game, right?
Patrick Gaines and Terry Adams of Dairy Brothers Ford talk about what Here For You means to them.
You don't have to spend a half a day in our dealership to get that good competitive price. We just want to try to deliver that to you up front.
And that makes me feel good. Makes me proud.
Because that's what people want. They want a fair, honest deal.
As far as the statement Here For You, we want to not just say it, but live it.
Find out what it means to you at Deary Ford in Iowa City.
You hungry? The Oxyokin Sunday Brunch Buffet offers so many choices of fresh entrees, homemade salads, waffles, omelets made to order, pastries, three tiers of desserts, and much more. Such a great value. You can always eat out, but not every place serves an experience. Serve 9 until 2. See you this Sunday. You'll always leave happy at the Oxyokin in the heart of Amana. The Oxyokin.
News. I'm Mike Dubosky. An unexpected drop in the labor market, with the economy losing 23,000 jobs in July, according to the latest federal report. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
This is job losses last month, and the expectation had been that we would see over 80,000 new jobs added. There are certain sectors where the jobs were lost by the biggest amounts: local government, education, retail, hotels, and food services. We did also see a drop in the participation rate, meaning fewer people were trying to find work.
That landmark social media case in New Mexico against Meta, which found the company liable for endangering children, has now resulted in another major fine for the company, a judge ordering Meta to pay an additional $567 million. And at least six people were killed in Bangkok, Thailand, earlier today when a gunman opened fire at a school. Authorities say that suspect, who's believed to be a student at that school, was also killed. This is ABC News.
KCJJ Weather. Brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies into the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s and a southwest breeze. Tonight, some showers and storms, then partly cloudy mid-60s. On Saturday, sunshine mid-80s. Thunderstorms returning Saturday night. We'll see a few of those around for Sunday as well. That's the forecast on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. It's 75 at our studios.
We're back.
We are back.
Yeah. At our triumphant return.
Are we supposed to get weather today?
Yeah. Yeah. Showers and storms possible. He just gave the weather.
Yeah, what? Didn't have my phones on.
Supposed to be nice today, isn't it?
Uh-uh.
I mean, it looks nice now.
Yeah, it is. Nice. Does look nice.
You want to hear the weather again?
Yeah, just like we heard. Yes. We were supposed to get that 3 inches last week. That never came.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies into the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s and a southwest breeze. Tonight, some showers and storms, then partly cloudy mid-60s. On Saturday, sunshine mid-80s. Thunderstorms returning Saturday night. We'll see a few of those around for Sunday as well. That's the forecast on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. It's 75 at our studios.
Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't sound too bad.
No.
Oh, it's not good.
Well, Weatherbug says at most a 40% chance of rain.
Okay.
But weren't you the one pushing, we've got 3 inches coming and it's going to be horrible? Last week, I heard a lot
no,
of that.
I didn't say
there was 2 to 3 inches. I heard it numerous times on here.
Yes,
and I read the forecast.
Up to yes.
I
did say
and
that.
I read the forecast.
And yeah, remember, you look at it, Pat. It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad today. But yeah,
right now,
yeah,
it's just not good.
Did we come close
things
to
not
did,
good?
Did we come? I know it's not good for you. It's sunny out. You hate this, but did we come close to getting 3 inches of rain?
They did down south, and I said that it was moving down south
yeah,
at one time.
I know
no, they did down. Like
yeah,
they,
but
Wellington?
We did not.
I consider the Signal our home, and if we serve Burlington, and they did.
Yeah, they're 90 miles from here.
City grade Signal. Yeah. I don't know what.
But no, I don't think we even got an inch, did we? I mean, we did get some rain, and it was actually nice rain. That one day, it just kind of sprinkled
our,
all day.
Our rain gauge, Ann said, had 3/4 inch, but that's cumulative over
yeah,
the last.
I thought somebody out here said something
days.
About six quarters of an inch or whatever.
Okay.
So,
okay, what did Weatherbug say as far as
at most a 40% chance
throughout the whole weekend
of
or just
rain
today?
Today.
Okay, this at most says 24.
Wow, yours is higher this time. That's unusual. So it looks like odds are it's not going to rain much today, if you go by percentages.
Well, if you go by the apps, but our meteorologists are saying it's
well, he didn't say like a percentage. He just said a chance.
Yeah. Well,
did he say a chance? Yeah. Is that the word he used?
Yeah, chance could mean a lot of different things.
Yeah.
chance could be 10%. It could be 90%.
That's gonna.
But no, we've been.
I would keep it on here all day.
Nonstop, and Molly's not going to England now, right? She's gonna.
Yeah.
So she can be under the desk.
She's gonna. I would have put it that way.
Well, when it gets really bad, she and Tommy hide underneath the desk.
They're hiding.
They're hiding. They're not, you know, nothing more.
When it gets really bad, we usually go outside and look at it.
Yeah.
After we tell people, you know.
Don't do that.
Go down in your basement.
But things are pretty green right now. I mean, we've had a decent amount of rain lately to where.
Yeah, the crops look great.
Yeah, they do. And like I said, my grass usually starts to start turning a little brown this time of year, but not yet. That rain we had last week really helped. But again, the problem with that is you got to keep mowing.
Yeah.
I'm tired of mowing. I mean, I don't mow much. I do, but still probably once a week because that water grass is just out of control right now. Do you have any water grass in your yard?
Some.
The thick blades, you know.
But it's not.
It's always this time of year.
Some of our neighbors it's out of control.
I've got it really bad in some sections of my backyard. The front yard, just a couple little spots.
But we've had a few toadstools pop up.
I've seen those those big white things that look like mushrooms, right? Seeing those everywhere. I walked by a house yesterday, had like 20 of them, massive toadstools.
Yeah, I don't have any.
I don't have any
stuff.
Yeah, I don't have any.
Karoo Landscaping.
Yeah, I use some. I use a local company. I used to use Greg's Lawn, but I switched to Amelon. That's a local one.
Rocks and Music.
Yeah.
Not Avalon. Amelon. A M E L O N. Regina Family.
They made a remake of that.
God, I hated
called
that song.
Camry.
Yeah, I hated that. I get what you're saying. Was not a rock. Didn't they sing More Than This?
More than this.
And unfortunately, there wasn't more than this. That's all there was. That's Roxy Music, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just not a big fan of them. Were you a fan of them?
No.
Roxy Music or King Crimson? Who are you picking, Captain?
Roxy Music.
Over King Crimson.
Yeah.
How about Spandau Ballet?
I like Spandau Ballet.
I'm sure you do.
True.
God, My Aim Is True. No, that's Elvis Costello.
Yeah.
I know the song you're talking
about. It's Ellison, yeah.
Yeah.
Elvis Costello, does he have an album coming out? That's what I thought. I thought I heard that Elvis has an album coming out.
Yeah.
Declan McManus, that's his real.
Thank you for listening to my show.
I think that's where I heard it from on your
Ellison
show.
Yesterday, because he's releasing a 49th anniversary of Your Aim Is True.
Wow.
With 52 unreleased tracks on it.
Well, that'd be about right, 1977.
Yeah.
That was.
I don't know why he's doing a 49th anniversary re-release.
Because everyone does 50. Maybe he just wants to be different.
He said he didn't want to wait till 50.
Good for him. I'm just glad that he's still performing. I heard that
next month.
Rod Stewart's playing at the State Fair.
Yeah.
What is he? He's got to be in his 80s, isn't he?
He's not, you know, he had to cancel some shows, I hope.
Well, I mean, he's in his 80s.
I don't know.
Or at least late 70s.
Yeah.
At least late 70s. But that's crazy that he's still performing.
He's 81. That's surprising.
It's probably going to be hot as hell at the fair. And who did they say is opening for him? Richard Marx?
Yeah.
No, what horrible songs did he sing? Bring them back to
He did Should've Known Better. He did Hazard.
That Should've Known Better.
I like Hazard.
I don't know.
I did too. Yeah.
I don't know Hazard. The first one I think I know.
Hazard where he's where she's dead and they're blaming her and he didn't do it.
That doesn't ring a bell. But there's another one.
He swears he left her safe and sound.
Yeah.
There's another one that he did, though, that was even more famous.
Do you think I'm sexy?
Yes.
No, that's Rod Stewart. Yeah. What?
Oh, Richard Marx?
I already said that.
Wasn't there one like Waiting for You? Or
I'll Be Right Here Waiting for You.
Isn't that Richard Marx?
Whatever. I think it is.
Yeah, okay.
He had another bigger hit than those, though.
That's going to be like an 80s reunion there at the State Fair. Although Rod Stewart goes back, Maggie May came out in like 71, didn't it?
Yeah.
You think he does Maggie May at almost every concert?
Yeah.
He would have to.
Oh,
Rod
Stewart currently performing again after experiencing a series of recent health and travel scares. He faced a minor on stage scare in June when he briefly used an oxygen tank after nearly fading and had to cancel select performances due to an upper.
So he was out performing with an oxygen tank on stage?
Yeah.
That's dedication.
Well, I don't know that he.
So he's like he's got like the microphone in one hand and the oxygen tank in the other, and he's got it hooked up to his nose.
I don't know about.
Good Lord!
I don't know. He had a respiratory infection. He has bounced back and said delivering energetic,
good for him,
full length live show.
Good for him.
So he's okay.
Not a huge fan of his music, but he's always seemed like an okay. You ever heard anything bad about him, Captain? Like him being a dick or anything?
He's very concerned about the weather.
Is he?
Always, yes.
He's convinced after hearing this station that there's no way their show will go on in Des Moines. It'll be washed out by straight line winds.
No, I never heard anything.
I've never heard anything bad about him. Yeah. And
about
again,
Rod Stewart?
Yeah.
No.
And Maggie May is one of my favorite songs of all time.
I agree. Loved it.
I can't believe the same guy who did Maggie May did If You Want My Body and You Think I'm Sexy.
Yeah, he had a period of songs that were nauseating.
He must have needed money.
Well, he got it.
He got it. Yeah, those songs were nauseating.
Yes, they were.
He sold more than 120 million records.
What's he worth? Because obviously he doesn't need to be doing this. I want Roger Waters to play at the
stadium. $300 million.
He's worth $300 million.
Do you know, I was surprised. Do you know what Adele's worth?
Half a billion, maybe?
No, but 350.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe, I don't know.
That surprises me. I mean, hadn't been around that long. How many big hits does she have? Her stuff all sounds alike to me.
She's had a bunch of hits.
She does tire me out.
And she's had a Vegas residency for a number of years.
There's money there.
Yeah, there's good
money. I want Roger Waters at the state fair. Iowa sucks. He'd just be ripping the state, agriculture.
He wouldn't even know where he is. He'd just insert state.
Yeah, he just, where are we? Well, this is hell on earth. Yeah. He'd have all the people booing him.
Every visit. Every state he visits.
Just rips the state he's in.
Yeah.
But I think that's cool, though, that Rod Stewart's still doing it. Maybe when I drove in today, it kind of made me feel young again in a way. I mean, he's almost 20 years older than I am, and he's still out there touring.
Well, how do you feel about...
Dylan is 85.
How do you feel about Judy Collins playing at the Englert?
Huh?
She is?
Yes.
Try to get her on.
You know what I think of Judy Collins.
She's sending in the clowns, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's got to be in her 80s, isn't she?
Well.
Are you going?
I am sick of radio getting rich off my music. Yeah.
She's playing at the Englert.
Yes.
When?
I don't know.
You going, Hunter?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. September, I
think. No, I'm not.
She is 87.
Wow.
Is she really?
She's the same age as Tom Moore, the Iowa offensive advisor.
Send in the clouds.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. So can we assume, since she's touring, that she must still sound somewhat like Judy Collins?
Looked at life from both sides.
Yeah, I mean, she could have an oxygen tank. You think she's wearing Skechers so she doesn't have to bend down? Okay,
I got a great line that I won't use.
What's her song? Send in the clowns and Both Sides Now.
Someday Soon. I like Someday Soon.
Both Sides Now. Did she write that?
No, that was Joni Mitchell.
That's what I thought. Joni Mitchell wrote
it. But she had a big hit.
She made it more famous than Joni Mitchell did, didn't she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And she also did Chelsea Morning, which Joni Mitchell wrote.
Joni Mitchell and Carole King were two incredible songwriters.
Yeah. Yeah, both very prolific.
But I can't believe it. I mean, so Rod Stewart and Judy, it's like we're back in the 70s again, guys. I feel like a teenager.
87 years old.
You can still probably get Judy Collins tickets, Pat.
There you go. God, you couldn't pay me to go to that thing. I'd yell, screw the clowns, and they'd throw me out.
Why don't you contact them, see if she wants an interview?
Get her on. Try to get her on. Get her on Hawk Fanatic. What if she could be like a closet Hawk fan. We don't even know.
87? Seriously?
That's incredible.
That seems about right. I mean,
so she's 2 years older than Dylan.
Yeah, I guess.
And they had a thing.
And again, she's the same age as the guy Kirk just hired as his new offensive advisor, Tom Moore, former Hawkeye. He's 87. So, hey, age is only a number.
Yeah, well,
this is true.
I am 77, and I'm telling you, it ain't fun.
And I'm guessing she doesn't do a. She's never been one to do a lot of movement on stage, right? And does she kind of just stand there and sing?
Yeah.
Not like Janis Joplin in her heyday.
I think she'll be sitting there.
Let's just Hope she's just sitting there.
They wheel her up.
Yeah. Drool bowl.
No.
Hey, we're all old. We can make. I'm old enough to make fun of old people, aren't I? Or am I not
old
enough?
Well, when we saw Dave Mason at the Englert, his piano player came out in a wheelchair.
I thought you were going to say had
and
a drool
bowl. And he was an amazing player.
Yeah.
I thought you were going
to say. But I think he was in a wheelchair longer than he was old.
Well, if you're in a wheelchair, piano's a good instrument to.
Yeah, that's true.
To master.
Johnny Hooker was like 60 years old, and I had to help him to a chair on stage. And I couldn't. And I thought, wow,
why? What
this
was
guy's got to be like 80 or
what
something.
What was wrong with him?
I just can't use his legs anymore. He, bad, you know.
Did he have arthritis, you think?
Probably bad. You know, just bad. He was always poor, and
yeah, I mean, probably ate bad food. You know, and some people just lose the gene pool lottery too. Yeah. Some people aren't, but no, I like hearing about these older people still playing.
He sat down and started singing, and he was just freaking great.
Yeah,
just absolutely great.
So you said Debbie goes to the fair. Right? She'll go see Rod Stewart while they're down there.
No,
you don't think she will?
No.
I mean, if I was there, I'd probably go see him. I wonder how much are tickets. If you had to guess, Rod Stewart at the fair, Suter.
Oh, probably be.
Because you got to pay to get into the fair anyway, right?
Yeah. Probably 100, I was, 300.
I was going to say somewhere between 75 and 150, but I could be way low. Because don't you have to pay like $20 to get into the fair?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Well, whatever it is. I'd want to hear Maggie May.
Because you know the musicians with him are going to be great. And so much of what I like about Maggie May is the ending, like, you know, the guitar playing at the end. Mm-hmm. There's just something about that song.
Tickets at the Iowa State Fair between $69.40 and $134.
Oh, so you were very close.
So it's between $70 and $140, basically. Yeah.
Secondary resale, $74 to $87.
So is he the biggest act at the fair this summer? Is he the biggest music act? Because don't they have a concert about every night?
He's the only one we're promoting.
And is that because they reached out to you? You're getting some type of compensation for that, I assume?
Yeah. Yeah, Iowa State.
Because the fair starts, doesn't it start?
Iowa State Fair Concerts.
Doesn't it start this week? Next week.
Okay, they got.
So for a lot of kids, it's the last thing they do before they go back to school.
Moore.
Party and Coy? I've never heard of it.
Hardy and McCoy.
H-A-R-D-Y?
Yeah.
Never heard of them.
Then Rod Stewart and Richard Marx, the Red Clay Strays and the Bends.
Wow.
Never heard of them either.
Lana Wilson and Tiger Lily Gold. Well, Lana Wilson I've heard of.
Didn't she play for
Stained
the
Stained and a Hooba Stank.
Sting?
Stained.
Hooba Stank.
Stained? Oh, that band Stained. S-T-A-I-N-D?
Yeah.
Aren't they kind of like
Hooba Stank?
I've never heard of Hooba Stank. Oh, I think I've heard of them. I don't know if I've ever heard them. Stain, aren't they kind of heavy? Like
Yeah. TLC, Salt and Pepper.
Oh.
Pepper. And En Vogue.
Oh.
Oh, so they've got a decent, I mean, at least I've heard
that's
of them.
That's an interesting
trio. That is an interesting
trio.
ARJ and M. Behold. They're hot. Riley Green and Mackenzie Carpenter.
No, don't know them.
Alabama and Exile. Exile had one.
Aren't
song.
They the one I want to kiss you all over?
Yeah,
they're still kissing people.
Evidently, they better be kissing more than they got the one song.
Don't kiss the
lettuce. Short set.
Don't kiss the lettuce though.
They also have a Demolition Derby, and then they got Joshua Queen and Ben Fuller.
Exile is still performing, dude. They literally had one hit, right?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, this one disc jockey's claim to fame in the Quad Cities, Jack Carey, wouldn't play that on WQUA when he was working mornings and got in a fight on the air with the general manager over not playing.
Why would he not play it?
Because it was too sexual.
Oh, please.
Wasn't proper. And so the manager called up John Dombeck, got on the air with him and said, "Hey, you just came from Boston where you were charged with rape." And
he said that to the disc jockey?
Yeah.
What did the disc jockey say?
On the air.
I'm innocent.
I have changed and I've become a Christian.
Oh, he didn't even deny it.
No, he couldn't deny it.
So he said, well, I better not joke about that. But
I mean, wow.
That song was bad on its own merit, but I wouldn't say it was like overly, I mean.
No.
Exile had 10 number one singles.
Serious?
A country, yeah.
Okay.
But the band I'm thinking about isn't country. The one that did Want to Kiss You All, did they switch to country? Is this a different band we're talking about?
During their run on the country charts, okay. Exile has successfully had 10 number one singles.
So they switched over to country. Interesting.
I Don't Want to Be a Memory. Give Me One More Chance. Kiss You All Over.
That's not a country song.
Yeah. It evidently was.
That was not a country song.
I wouldn't think so, but...
To me, it's like a kind of just a really bad pop song.
It is a bad song. I'll sure give you that, but... I want to kiss you.
I'd kind of put it in the same thing like Magnet and Steel by Walter Egan.
Oh, that's a great
song. And that other song, More, 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 by that... What was her name?
Andrea True.
Yeah, that one, that was... I'd kind of lump those all together.
Well, that's a big... That's a cancerous lump.
Right. Andrea True, porn star.
Yep. And wasn't that song having something to do with sex?
I guess.
Okay, the most sexual song I've ever played, I think, was...
Big Balls by...
No. Donna Summer, Love to Love You, Baby.
Oh, yeah. She also did I'm in Love, too.
And then she stopped performing it because she became Christian. She was a nice lady. She would talk to you on social media, on Facebook.
I remember you saying, AC/DC never stopped playing Big Balls, though, did they?
No, I don't know.
You've never played that?
I've never played it, but it was played on KFMH. Played it. No, there's certain songs I like from them, and that's
not one of them?
No. No, it really is.
All right. Back to the Hawks.
That's not one of them.
That's not one of them. Highway to Hell?
Highway to Hell.
Never really been an AC/DC fan.
No.
Never really.
I like Shook You.
That's the one song I like. I like Back in Black just because of what it's. But I didn't like the song prior to its relationship with Iowa.
And I like Money Talks.
Yeah, I do. You Shook Me All Night Long. And that's with Brian Johnson. That wasn't with Bon Scott.
Yeah. I like Money Talks a lot.
I'd have to hear that one. But like Highway to Hell and Big Balls and those.
That's what's my nickname in high school.
Highway to Hell?
No.
You named yourself, didn't you?
Yeah.
You gave it. All right. We got 10 minutes left. We got to do something Hawk related just to give
something
us.
Something Hawk related.
Just to give us a purpose.
We got to have a purpose.
Have you been on the message boards lately, Suter?
Yeah,
I don't even really know
a little bit.
I don't really know many people that are even on message
there
boards.
Isn't much.
I saw Feeney the other day. He was over visiting Ray at the gas station. He says he never goes on the message boards
anymore.
It's
mostly football stuff. Interesting? Not really there yet. No. I haven't read any football.
I mean, they're in their. This is their third day of practice. They started practicing on Wednesday. So, Iowa, the Hawkeye Twitter account has put out some photos and a few videos and what have you. But I don't even know if they're in full pads yet. All the workout photos I've seen, they were just wearing helmets and shoulder pads.
Yeah.
So, but by the time we get them next week, what I'm going to like about the timing of this media day is they will have had a week and a half of practice in. Lots of times we have media day, they haven't met that much. But this time I like the fact that we seem to be doing it a little bit later. Not that they're going to tell us a lot. There's only so much stuff you want out on media day.
Right.
I mean, Kirk's not going to tell us who's struggling or who.
No, of course not. And do you get to watch at all?
No, not on media day. The only time we get to watch is the kids' day practice.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the Saturday. It's coming. It's the 15th. We'll watch the kids' day practice. And again, I know we try to take as much out of that as we can, but 90% of it's not full contact. It's kind of hard to.
Yeah.
But any little bone they throw at us, we're going to take it and run with it because that's just kind of what you do. If somebody completes a 70-yard pass downfield to a receiver, it's going to be all over Twitter the moment it happens.
And yes, Oh, my God. Did you see?
I mean, if Tony Diaz makes some great play in the Kids' Day practice in front of us in the media, it's going to be all over the place because we're just starving for something to push. But, no, I mean, like I said, I'm still not sold on this team being a contender. I've got them going 8-4. I'm thinking about doing my picks today. I haven't done my – since we're less than a month from the season, I haven't done my game-by-game picks today yet. So I think I may do that this afternoon, post it for this weekend. And right now, again, I've got my – I think I'm pretty sure 8-4, but this would be scores and kind of a paragraph explanation as to what I think will happen. But I keep sticking to 8-4. I keep going 3-0, 3-3, then 5-1 down the stretch, which would be – that'd give them a lot of nice momentum, but again, 8-4 is not going to do anything playoff-wise.
No, no.
I mean, it's not you – know, they wouldn't even sniff the playoffs. So.
Maybe never.
24-team playoff, 8-4, you'd have a chance.
Maybe.
Not a lock, but you'd have a chance. You know, remember, last year they finished 9-4, and they finished ranked 17th. And they came on strong at the end of last season, too. So
yeah, they did.
But again, that three-game stretch to start the Big Ten, if they can go at least 1-2 in that, then they got a chance. Because then they could be 4-2 going into that second half of the schedule, which is at least much easier on paper. But again, we don't know what these teams are going to be like. I mean,
no.
Wisconsin,
no.
Northwestern, they may end up being way better or even worse than we think. I think we have a pretty good idea. I mean, Ohio State's going to be pretty good. Can we?
I think we can.
Fair to say Ohio that, State's probably not going to lose more than one or two games this year.
I think that's safe to say.
Michigan, I'm not as convinced. I think Michigan is going to win at least 8 games this year, but I don't think Michigan's a lock to go 11-1 or something like that. I don't. Same with Washington. I think Washington's going to win at least 7 or 8 games like Iowa, and if they were playing here, I would pick Iowa to beat Washington. But there on a Friday night, I just
no.
that the circumstances just don't bode well for Iowa in that type of game. And I think it's an eight o'clock start. It's not at least it's not a 9 o'clock start. So it's a 6 o'clock start out there in Seattle on a Friday night. That's kind of a weird time to start a football game on a Friday night,
yeah,
don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be interesting to see how many people are there, and I think there will be a decent amount of Iowa fans at that game, don't you?
I think probably.
I think there'll be at least 5,000, 10,000 at that game.
Yeah, we haven't completely decided whether we're going or not.
But you don't have to worry about it. You've got a place to stay, though, right?
We have a place to stay.
So all you'd have to do is get a plane ticket.
Oh, well, and get football tickets.
Well, and get football tickets, but I think they would be available.
I would certainly think so.
Is what I'm saying is, and not having to worry about a hotel or anything would make it a lot easier. But I'm guessing a flight out there is probably not going to be cheap.
Well, there are some direct flights.
How
American
much are they?
Airlines.
Have you looked at prices?
No.
Uh-oh. I'm guessing they'd be anywhere from 300 to 700, wouldn't you?
I would guess, yeah, 5 to 8, yeah.
So, but that's a big game. I mean, that's the one who Iowa fans on paper probably think they have the best chance of winning because it's not Ohio State or Michigan, but I'm not there. I think they got a better chance possibly. I don't know. I
feel we have a better chance against Michigan only because we play so poorly out west.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The road trip to Ann Arbor is not near as bad.
Uh-uh.
And I'm not convinced that Michigan, I know Jamie probably wouldn't want to hear me say this. I'm not convinced Michigan's going to be a great team this year.
I'm not convinced.
I think they're going to be solid, but I think and I know Bryce Underwood's good, but I think the Damon Williams is just as good and maybe even more dangerous.
Better
at doing things that hurt Iowa. He's a better scrambler. He's really quick. And yeah, that's just going to be that is a brutal three-game stretch to start.
It sure is, and I wish it weren't the case.
No, I wish they had the game spread out a little bit. But then you could also make the argument: at least we got them over with. Especially if you win one of them.
Yes.
If you win one of them and you stay injury-free, then you're saying, okay, now
we got
a very workable schedule. We're 4-2. I mean, could you imagine if they were 5-1 going into that second half?
Oh my God!
Then they'd have a chance, but no, in Iowa they'd go 5-1, and then they watch
lose two
Wisconsin
games.
And Northwestern. That's just sometimes what happens.
Yeah,
you know. So, but I'm starting to get a little football ready. Watching those couple plays last night, and that Carson Beck was playing, and he looked great last night.
Did
I mean, one time I checked, I think he was 11 of 12. The defenses were getting shredded when I watched. But the first college game is like August 26th or 27th, I think. That's a little over 2 weeks away.
God, that's
it's
crazy
coming.
To think about.
It
isn't
is coming.
It?
No, it's definitely around the corner, and the coverage is going to pick up more and more. And you're going to have, you know, the Fox pregame, the ESPN pregame, which I don't watch hardly any of that stuff anymore. You don't either, do you?
No.
Especially now that Corso's gone, every once in a while I'd watch his act. Just to get a laugh, but without him, it just doesn't interest me.
No, I'm not interested in that. But
I mean, it's hurt.
So I mean, we'll probably go to a. I mean, if we don't go to Washington, I'm kind of interested in seeing the new Northwestern Stadium.
I saw a tour of it online the other day. It's really impressive.
And we always have a good time.
Well, it's Chicago.
Up in Minnesota too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I could see that. I'd rather go to Northwestern. If I had my, I think Northwestern, that's one of the best road trips because you have Chicago, you've got the lake. Still, it's good weather. Then there's so much you can do. And I like that area around Evanston there. You know, there's a lot of places to eat around Northwestern. But no, this new stadium looks really cool.
Yeah. So haven't decided yet. We really haven't talked about it very much. But I mean, we'll
now, Northwestern, you're going to have, if they're playing, I think they're going to sell out a lot of their games just from the novelty of a new stadium. I think they'll be, now if the team, you know, let's say they get on a little roll in Northwestern. Northwestern's one of those teams that could go 3-9 or 9-3.
Yeah.
You just don't know what to expect. I will say he's been pretty consistent, this David Brown.
Since he seems to be a pretty good coach.
He seems to be a pretty good coach. They haven't taken a significant dip since he's taken over. I think last year they won 7 games, didn't they? I thought they went 7-6.
Yeah, I think they did.
And the year before, I thought they won 7 or 8 games. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of crowd, because Northwestern, their fans are pretty fickle. I mean, when they're not playing red hot, that stadium, you've gone there, Tom. When there's more Iowa fans, it's not even close. But no, this tour, it is really nice. They have really done a good job with it. And I like the fact they kept it at like 36,000.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're going to, because it's designed in a way you kind of forget that it's small. It looks like a big stadium, but it's just not. But it's built like a big stadium. And so when it's going to be full, you're not going to think, oh, that you're going to, it's going to not going to be like 90 or, but it'll look like more than 36,000 people when that thing's full by the way it's designed. It's really good work.
It looks really cool.
It's really good work they've done. But now, I mean, the stadiums they're building now are pretty impressive.
Okay. Well,
10:30.
Yeah, 10:30.
I got to go do my radon.
Do your radon. I got a meeting at 11:30.
Post office is
and
right.
And you've got Tommy Lang coming up. Tommy
Post office Lang. Is still right over there on Highway 6, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Is there, what about, there is another branch downtown, isn't there, right on the corner there?
No.
That's not there anymore?
That's not the post office. That's mailboxes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go to the post office and get this thing done. All right. Everybody, enjoy the weekend. Stay safe from the weather that's coming.
All right. Tommy Lang and Captain Steve up next with some police reports. Thanks for listening, everybody. HawkFanatic.com. Check it out. It is free. KCJ.